Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
I'm going to go to Eurovision now. The New York Times has done a study on all the winners since the year 2000. That's 25 years ago now, for those paying attention. Analyse the music, lyrics, on-stage performance, the very winning act, to learn the secrets of the perfect Eurovision song. Here's how to win it in 7 easy steps. Number 1, sing about personal liberation. A good start, have a track about believing in yourself, owning your own destiny, or not caring what society thinks. This has worked for Austria, Russia and Israel in very recent years. Feminism and just believing in yourself. Actually, the Russian one was literally called Believe. That's the thing you need to do. Is our one like personal liberation? Not sure. Singing in English. Yep, Eurovision rules once forced people to sing in the language of their own country. But 26 years ago, they changed the rules forever and everyone has sung in English. 18 of the 24 past winners sang entirely in the language of Shakespeare, says the New York Times. You must allude to folk music, but don't send a folk song. So there has been an accordion somewhere. 7 winners since the year 2000 have used folk instruments or traditional melodies. That's a way to win. Don't do the dramatic key change. Oh, that's bad news for the favourite this year, Sweden, who has a big key change, boy band style. I think we do as well. Number 5 of these 7 tips, go all out on the staging. So Nemo, last year's winner for Switzerland, balanced on a giant spinning disc. Russian's winner included a mini ice rink. No recollection of that. Loreen had a few wind machines when she won for Sweden for the first time. You also have to set things on fire. Oh, I could have told them that. 8 recent winners have made ample use of flames and pyrotechnics. If you saw any of the semi-final, it was all there. The whole thing was on fire. And don't send a novelty act. Well, we've learned our lesson. Nobody has won since the year 2000. Or 2006 was the only one, which was Lordi and the Monster Outfits and the whole lot. Well, it is Eurovision semi-final 2 night tonight. So Ireland is finally in action. Some people say we will get in, although the fans say we will not, into the final, that is. And in this week of high camp, trash, pop, what better man to talk than Marty Whelan, live from Basel. Good morning, Marty.
You put me in the middle of that, Oliver, fairly lively.
What are you doing? What are you doing at this hour of the morning now here? What's happening in your life?
I just had a few gherkins for breakfast and I'm ready for the off.
No, you've turned continental.
I get very good. The minute I leave Donnybrook, I become very continental. It's good. Look, you're kind of cocooned in this every year. You end up down at the venue and everyone's talking about the Eurovision. You think, anybody been to a football match recently? No. And you just become immersed in it. Sorry. But that's quite lovely in its own way. And I do. I think you know, you know me well enough by now. I immerse myself in it. That's great fun.
So what do you talk to the fans about since football talk has dried up?
Any plans for the summer, like a hairdresser. It's hilarious. I tell you a gas thing about it. I met a fella the other night, there's a shocker at the Eurovision, a fella called Marty Zambotto. He's representing Australia tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah,
his song
yeah.
is called Milkshake Man.
God
and
amazing.
My wife texted me, she says, he looks like you some years ago. And the resemblance is uncanny.
It's true. And he goes shirtless, I believe, as well, once he steps out of the giant blender.
Much like myself of a morning. That's right, yeah. But, like, I made sure to have the lyrics for you because I know because I heard you're an aficionado, I know. They know my name all across the land. I can tell you want a taste of the milkshake, man. And it's downhill from there. But it's just, it's crack. You didn't happen to see Tuesday, did you? No.
I did, yeah. No, I haven't slept since, such was the sensory overload.
Touch your mouth with that yabby or something. Well, on Tuesday, my favourite, it's Tommy Cash for Estonia.
Oh,
Espresso Macchiato. He's just, and the Italians apparently, as the fellow said, half them hate it and half them love it. It just basically mentions everything Italian for 3 minutes. Like, it's daft, carry on. But it's great fun. And you know what? In a world in which we live, I have nothing but praise for all of these people. It's great cracking, as I think we both agree.
We do. Emmy is our representative. She's singing Like a Party.
I spotted.
You've seen the staging. What can we look forward to tonight?
Well, a bit of a rocket, basically. We put her and her brother on a rocket. And away we go in an effort to see if the Like a Marty party, apparently it's now being called, is whether or not we should get. I think we will get through. I heard you say that some of the fans aren't mad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I still think... the fan sites, and there are many of them here and Hilary and Yon. But I think we'll get through. It's the old story. Neighbours, you know, we don't have many. The UK are involved tonight. In that they're performing, so that will help us, I suspect. But like Latvia vote for Lithuania and vice versa tonight, probably, and the Greeks and the Maltese maybe. But there's nothing you can do. You go out there and you do your best. And she's playing a blinder. She is the happiest. I have to tell you, I have never met anybody as consistently happy since yourself. Emma, she's unreal. She never stops smiling. She's fantastic. She's a great little ambassador for us. She's fantastic.
And they've changed things about. There aren't any press conferences this time, are there? No one can talk to each other.
No, there is that. There is that. And we know why, I suppose.
The unpleasantness.
As Mike Milligan used to say, the troubles.
The troubles.
And the unpleasantness. And it rears its head, and there have been protests, of course. There was a silent protest here yesterday. Yeah. In support of Gaza, and we understand that.
Yeah.
But you know, the contest goes on, and we say, okay, this is what it is. We have a representative, as you know, from Israel, performing tonight, who was at that appalling event, and she's performing tonight. And as a fellow said, she's done nothing wrong except she's doing her best for her country, and that's up to her. And they are here as part of the presentation tonight in Basel. And you just say, okay, it's another song tonight, and you separate yourself, as I and all the rest of the commentators must, from anything else that's happening in the world, irrespective of what we may or may not think.
It's kind of strange, isn't it? Because people have no other outlet for their for their rage, I suppose. So it is directed in this bizarre stage.
It is, yeah. It is very strange that you're in here with people leaping about the stage and fireworks and all the rest of it. And then you know full well what's going on outside or elsewhere. And one is super conscious of that because none of us live in an actual bubble. But the Eurovision gives people an opportunity to just do what they do, to come and make music and try and make careers and all the rest of it. And it's a great fun event, and it's a great escape for many people. So I suppose in that respect, we have to say that's what it is. And I treat it as such for what seems like 7 hours.
It goes on. Mother of God.
It does go on and on. And they have a rehearsal in the morning, in the afternoon, and then a quick spot check, and then the thing itself. So like tonight we're on RTÉ2 at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but the lads have already been on rehearsing, if you will, and going through half a dozen times before tonight.
Have you seen all the presenters doing their links? Do they do a full run through, or do they?
No. But, no. Well, like myself, they make it up as we go along.
It sounds so polished. You think you've scripted the whole every link?
You'd think here's a singing Armenian. They cried. What do you know about him? Well, let me tell you. I tell you what's really good. Have you come across the Austrian fellow with the high voice? Have you come across him, JJ? No, you haven't. He's fantastic. He's a stunning voice. So you've great moments. Genuinely great moments.
If they can do it live, because of course they can go to pieces, and we've seen that in some of the years. If they can't
go to pieces, that's right. But the thing is, we're there in this room, and there's thousands of people watching, and tens of thousands, obviously, around the world. And it is a coming together. This is the World Cup again. The football analogy. This is the World Cup
You're watching a match on your phone halfway through. That's what's really going on.
Please tell me Manchester United are playing somewhere. But that's what it is. And they come with their flags and they're dressed to the nines. I was a bit surprised at breakfast this morning to see a man at another table. And they're not. They're involved tonight, in fairness, from France, with MERDE on his sweatshirt. I thought there's a brave man to buy a sweatshirt with that on the front of it. Why would you do that? I'm not engaging him in conversation because it'll turn to something, and I don't know. Don't need that in my life.
Well, only brilliant people are dull at breakfast. Isn't that a Wildean quote?
You put your finger on it. Absolutely.
Marty, are we getting...
What's the feedback at home? Sorry. What's the feedback at home?
There's not as much buzz as usual, is there, about this one, even though I think I think Emmy will get through, because every time you kind of see it, you go, that seems to suit perfectly fine, that universe. What's your own feeling?
That's what I feel. Look, it's like anything. Tonight could be our Eurovision. That's the point.
Yeah.
And you have to say to yourself, right, let's hope it isn't, but it could be. Therefore, you say, hopefully, people will join us tonight and say, yes, here's Ireland, we're on third, and let's enjoy it for what it is. But for once we get through, please God we will, then it becomes different. Then we've skin in the game, as we say.
Yes.
Football analogy. And therefore, we're in then for Saturday. And everybody suddenly says, ah, we'll watch it now on Saturday. Because if your favourite isn't in it, you kind of go, well, why am I going to watch that? So it's important, please God, that we do get out of tonight. But she's been great, and we have our dancers as well. I think they've seen Postcards of Ireland, the dancers. And
I love the dig. Well. That's great. You just got it at the end.
I know. let's not forget Larissa Tormey, who lives in West Meath, one of the writers. There you are.
There you go. Yes, now you've saved yourself. You've saved yourself. Marty Whelan, live on RT2 television tonight from 8 o'clock. We'll be watching, Marty. Enjoy yourself.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Oliver.
And enjoy the match, whichever one you want. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the match.
It's Marty Eurovision.